QX 104, Today's Country. With us on the phone right now, it's Brody and Jess and Christine, who done some work with in the past and haven't seen you in so long, Christine. I miss you.
Miss you.
Yeah. But who would have thought that it would be Valentine's Day bringing us back together? But this isn't your regular, right? How romantic. But this isn't your regular Valentine's Day. We're going to try and switch things up to support the wonderful North End Women's Center. And that's where you're actually having this event, I believe, right?
That's correct, yes.
So what is the event? Tell me about Galentine's Day.
Well, I'm sure if anybody has ever watched Parks and Rec, they know that Amy Poehler had created Galentine's Day.
Yes, all the waffles and girl time.
Exactly. So that's where the name came from. This year, I mean, in the past, it had been something as simple as a Facebook post trying to raise some donations to go buy candy and DVDs to drop off at the North End Women's Center. Mm-hmm. So that was the last 2 years. But this year, we decided to grow it to something more spectacular and give more to these women that have gone through domestic abuse and homelessness, and we just wanted to create an extra special day for them. So we're supplying up to 200 to 300 women this year. We're going to be giving them a nice lunch. There'll be a special treat table with cake, cookies, and candy. We actually have treatments like haircuts and mini manicures and massages. And each lady will leave with a reusable tote bag filled with feminine hygiene products and special gifts and treats. So each woman that leaves the center, we want them to feel a sense of joy and hope.
If people want to help you guys out with this, how can they get some money your way or anything like that? How can people get involved?
That's a wonderful question. Thank you. all the proceeds will go towards this day.
Okay.
And we're trying to get as much as we can to these women. So they can go to our GoFundMe page. It's Galentine's Day Winnipeg. There's a GoFundMe page set up there. And anyone who donates over $14 will receive an actual pin. And supplies are slowly dwindling, unfortunately, but there's still some left, the pins. And that's a special thank you from us to the community. Our goal is 4,000, but we're at 2,600. So we're hoping for that 4,000 goal. Yeah. And if anybody else has any other interest in learning about, they can check out our Facebook page. We have a Galentine's Day Winnipeg Facebook page.
The good news is you have a ton of volunteers, so that's good. But if anybody is curious about what exactly you do at the women's centers, would they be able to reach out to you?
The one thing that they can do is they can reach out to us in our Facebook page.
Well, thanks so much for doing this, Christine. And obviously, you know, it's a negative thing to have something like a women's center. However, the fact that we do have them for those in need is extremely positive. And through your experience, you can probably speak on that.
You know, we went into the center yesterday, and I can tell you that all of the staff that work there, they have smiles on their face, they're very positive, and there's a wonderful energy there. So
yeah.
I was really touched.
Well, let's get this thing funded. Galentine's Day, the biggest one to come to Winnipeg yet, the North End Women's Center on Tuesday. Can you support? Can you lend a hand? We'll throw up all the information on my blog, Christine. That way people can direct it there. We'll share it on social media as well. That way you'll have an easy way of finding out how you can support.
Thank you. Thank you so much.